More on migrant labor. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. AgriPulse.com has reported that a recent immigration raid at a Pennsylvania mushroom farm has heightened fears that President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration could widen to other agricultural areas. Democrats, citing deportation fears, have introduced legislation that would offer a pathway to legal status to farm workers, mirroring provisions included in 2013 immigration reform legislation that died in the House. There is no evidence so far that Immigration and Customs Enforcement intends to broadly target farms, and GOP congressional leaders have shown no interest in taking on immigration reform, swamped as they already are with health care, tax, and spending legislation. Executive Director of the Idaho Dairymen's Association, Bob Narabout, feels very strongly that foreign labor is the engine that drives the agricultural industry.
When you're at 3% unemployment or less, like we are in the Magic Valley, there is a void of labor. They fill a void that is needed, and that helps oil the economic machine that keeps everything running. So obviously, if we cannot have our raw milk processed and dairy products, then that creates an economic void in our community. There's been controversy again through the last election campaign, but the refugee community is a very important economical engine that we are utilizing in the state of Idaho. And they have to be recognized for all the good and the value they bring, the diversity that they bring to our communities.
It's undeniable. David Sparks,